But ladies and gentlemen, in the class of 9 a.m. to 12 noon, use your elbow to clean your ears. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, a Q-tip would not be it. Please use your elbow. The long-term benefits of your elbow have been proven by scientists, so that it is then impossible to stick anything into your ear canal, whereas the rest of my story has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. And I will dispense this tale to you now. As I explained yesterday, I was deaf, albeit temporarily in my right ear. There was a building up of pressure since the beginning of the week. I know what caused it, because I use earbuds. My doctor knew why she was seeing me. It would not be our first rodeo. And after the obligatory sit down and conversation and then the physical inspection, it was time for the extraction. A few more drops of Waxol, a wax thinning lubricant I had been dripping into my ears for the previous 3 days. And then the kidney bowl rested in the crook of my neck, and lukewarm water, pressurized, was whizzed into my ear. The of liquid against my tympanic membrane, building up pressure, then releasing it. "You have an odd shaped ear canal," my doctor said. "I've never seen anything like it. It narrows and it bends upwards." It's not the first time she's noted my other superhuman or mutant or evolutionary qualities. Whenever I have said, "ah," with a tongue depressor down my throat, she's mentioned my bifid uvula, the little hangball at the back of your throat, while mine splits down the middle, so it looks like I have two. But the more she shoots water down my ear, nothing moves. Is there something in there? I'm thinking fish moths or baby cockroaches. I'm thinking ENT surgeons and depleted medical aid. But she forges on. Squirt, 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 that warm liquid. And then an exclamation, "It moved! I can see it!" And she leaves the consult room, and I'm thinking she's collecting a long tweezer, maybe some ear canal size clamp. She comes back with a COVID-19 swab. "Only I'm allowed to use this," she says, staring square into my eyes. And she begins to dig, dig, dig. "This swab is the greatest oral pleasure I have ever received. The digging of this long Q-tip hitting areas and spots of my ear canal that I have never knew existed. And after what seemed from year to eternity," she scrapes what she found into the dish. A ta-da moment. She reveals to me what had been stuck deep inside my head, she reckons, for a few weeks now. The whole cotton tip of an earbud. A moment of silence shared between the two of us. So while the story may have caused you some mirth, why it may have bored you half to death, all I can tell you is, use your elbow to clean your ears. Thank you.